quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. And I'm flying solo today. Lance is on his way to TNA. This lucky, filthy Tom is on a field trip, I think. Man, oh man. All of them living the life. But I'm living the life here with you guys as we talk about all of the news in wrestling, including last night's AEW Dynamite. We only have a few weeks, actually, until the next pay-per-view, which is the Sunday prior to WrestleMania. So there will be a Sunday AEW pay-per-view, and then obviously Raw, NXT, Dynamite. And then I'm not even going to be here for that Dynamite because I'm on my way to WrestleMania weekend. Lots of stuff going on there. I do finally have seats thanks to a good friend who has helped hook me up. We're going to enjoy WrestleMania. And I'll be there Wednesday through Monday. And there's a lot of stuff going on down there, including a lot of chances for you guys to hang out with us. We got live shows, live Q&As, podcasts. We got Watch Wrestling with Dave Meltzer, always popular. We got WrestleMania post-show suite parties where you can eat and drink, hang out with us. And there's a Vinny V karaoke. There's an all-you-can-eat steakhouse buffet. And tickets for all of this, f4wonline.com/Vegas. Right there in the Twitch, f4wonline.com/Vegas. You can get your tickets. But anyway, we'll talk about Dynamite and WrestleMania and a new Hall of Famer, and pretty much all of the news, because there's actually a lot to talk about. And we're going to get into that solo after the break. If you want to text me, I'll probably need the help today. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Flying solo here today. Hello, everybody in the chat, Twitch, and YouTube. Everybody listening on Sports Byline. Got a lot of news to get in. Should I get mad now or should I get mad later? Should I do a poll? I mean, should I just get it out of the way first? Everyone says now. All right. There's a story on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Just going to read it. TNT champion Kyle Fletcher said that last year's AEW All in Texas was, quote, one of the worst days of his life. Speaking to SoundSphere magazine in a new interview, Fletcher reflected on the day and why he looks back at that day so poorly. Quote, it was one of the worst days of my whole life. When you have so much built up anxiety and you have put that pressure on yourself, you know, I'd been dieting for 2-3 months leading up to that show every single day. I've been thinking about this moment, this match, all of it, Fletcher said. AEW had originally planned to pit Fletcher against then TNT champion Adam Cole, but Cole suffered a concussion days before the hands of Fletcher on Collision, which caused him to vacate the title. This led to a multi-man match where Dustin Rhodes emerged victorious and won the TNT title. Fletcher then says, and then the rug gets pulled 5 hours before. You can't really put into words what that kind of feels like. I was just in this weird limbo. I had no idea what was going to happen. I had flown my mom out for the show. It was obviously a huge day for me. And then it just all went to S. Obviously, this is my perspective. Very hard for me to complain about it because I don't feel like I have the right to complain about it. But yeah, it was very emotional a lot of different ways. Not how you want a big day like that to go. So I think, especially this year, I just want to make sure it's a day to remember and a much more positive one. I was pretty much furious reading this. And trust me, I was not the only one. I heard from a lot of people today furious reading this. So the reason that the rug got pulled out from under Fletcher is because the reason the match didn't take place is because he lariated Adam Cole's head off and concussed him. And that's why Cole had to vacate the title. And I'm not sure if you guys remember or not, but that's pretty much the end of Adam Cole's career. I mean, as far as I know, it is the end of his career. He is still not 100%. He probably, for all I know, may never be 100%. I don't know if he's ever wrestling again. I mean, when he came out and he did that promo a little bit afterwards, I mean, like, he was so depressed that he was going to go out and just announce his retirement. And people, like, talked him out of it. Like, dude, just, like, hold on a second. Let's not rush everything. Just go out there, you know, vacate the title. Don't rush into retiring. But, I mean, there's a very good chance Adam Cole's never wrestling again. And it was, now, you know, obviously there was a chance that he was going to get concussed. I mean, he's had a lot of concussions. He's had a lot of head injuries. But the fact is, the thing that ended Adam Cole's career is Kyle Fletcher lariated his head off. That's what happened. And then I had to read this interview about how it was the worst day of Kyle's life. He didn't win the belt because he lariated the guy's head off and concussed him. And the guy had to vacate the title. And they put it up in that multi-person match, which was then won by Dustin Rhodes. So I heard a lot of people, and wasn't just me, a lot of people, the worst day of Kyle's life because he didn't win the belt. So anyway, that set me off today. You know, there was another one. I can't remember who was talking about it, but it was in regards to people in Mexico. Might have been Vikingo. Vikingo, actually, you know what? I think it was Corey Graves' brother. But anyway, somebody was talking about how, man, you know, these guys in Mexico, sometimes they'll just, like, clobber you. They'll just clobber you. And, you know, the defense was, well, they're not being jerks about it. It's just what they do. And I thought, dude, I'm sure you like all these guys. I'm sure Vikingo's a nice guy and everything. But, bro, I don't care. Like, stop it. I need Lance on the show today or Filthy. That is like, you're putting your life in someone else's hands, okay? I don't care if they're nice guys. Like, you jump up and you do that kick and you clobber me in the face. Like, I don't like it. And no one does. Like, stop it. Stop hitting people too hard. Stop kicking people too hard. Like, I'm all for, hey, listen, if you want to do a hard-hitting match and clobber some guy in the back, chop some guy real hard, like, brother, I got two moves left. One of them is a really hard chop. That's it. But it's not going to be a forearm to the face, a lariat to the jaw, a kick to the eyeball, the orbital bone. Like, none of that stuff. Like, if you want to hit people hard in a safe place. But, like, if you're aiming for the head, if you're aiming for the neck, if you're aiming for anything, like, if you can't pull your punch, if you can't pull your forearm, if you can't pull your kick, like, don't do it. I mean, everyone talks about receipts, but I don't even know if we have receipts anymore nowadays. Like, a receipt back in the day was, you know, you punch me in the face a little too hard, I'm going to freaking clock you. And that's what people did, because the idea was, don't touch me. It's a work. Like, if you can't throw a believable punch... Dude, we're talking about, Dennis Condrey just passed away. Go watch some Dennis Condrey matches. Go watch Dennis Condrey brawl with people. Go watch Dennis Condrey throw punches. Okay? That guy threw a better punch than, I swear to God, anybody in this business today. I don't think there's one person in pro wrestling today that throws a better punch than Dennis Condrey. And you know what? Dennis Condrey never touched you. He never touched you because he was a great worker. It looked like he was killing you. He threw a better punch than anybody in the business today, and he never touched you. Meanwhile, today, we got all these guys kicking each other in the head, clotheslining people in the jaw, this, that, and the other thing. And half the stuff, the fans watch and they think it's fake. So anyway, that made me mad. I'll move on. All right. This summer, WWE could be bringing Saturday night's main event to Madison Square Garden. WrestleVotes notes WWE planning a Saturday night's main event to be held at the world's most famous arena July 18th. Date would coincide with Fanatics Fest 2026, a convention in New York City that WWE and its stars are involved with. Saturday night's main event date has not been officially announced by WWE. That could change soon. They'll be at Madison Square Garden for Raw next Monday, and the theater at the Madison Square Garden for NXT on Tuesday. Oh my God, NXT. NXT. You realize that, like, this NXT show on Tuesday was so ungodly terrible. It was just a horrifically booked show. And it was one of those things where I ranted about it, and they clipped it up on the site, and they put it up on the internet, and then you had all these fans. It's better than Collision will ever be. It's actually a great show, blah, blah. And meanwhile, you actually hear from people at NXT that are like, yeah, that show's just terrible. It was just terrible. But, you know, the fans, they got to defend it to the death. Got to defend that show to the death, even though it sucked. Anyway, they're NXT at the theater at Madison Square Garden next Tuesday. And it would be, let's see, I guess it was a 2007 episode of Saturday Night's Main Event that was held at MSG. So this will be the only second time. And, I guess it will return again in December of 2024. So they've been there a couple of times. But those tickets won't be cheap. If you want to go to Saturday Night's Main Event at Madison Square Garden, save your money, kids, because they're going to be expensive tickets. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Flying solo here today. You know, last night on Observer Radio, we were talking about Dynamite, which we'll talk about here in a moment. They did the big match with Swerve and Omega, who's getting the title shot in Vancouver, which I'm going to, by the way. I will be there for that show. And I think that obviously everyone's asking, well, everyone who follows AEW, like, their big thing is looking forward to All In Wembley. And, like, it's interesting because you have all of these people that want the world title. But really, the only thing that people are talking about is, well, who's going to get the title to defend and lose to Will Ospreay in Wembley? That's like the main thing people are talking about is who is going to face Ospreay, because obviously Ospreay is going to headline the show. And you know, there was the big discussion last night. Well, do you put it on Kenny Omega? Do you keep it on MJF? I've had all these people ask me, like, you know, who should be the opponent? Who should be the opponent? Who should be the opponent? And I honestly think, based on the way that everybody is discussing the situation now, I don't think it matters. I think that the most important thing for selling pay-per-views and selling tickets to Wembley is just Will Ospreay going for the title. Now, obviously, you wouldn't say, like, hey, you know, Will Ospreay versus just pick anybody, you know, the Butcher. I mean, it has to be one of the, you know, big stars. But, I mean, outside of, you know, the top main eventers, I mean, you could do Will, anybody. I feel like if you did Will Ospreay versus Omega, or Will Ospreay versus MJF, or Will Ospreay versus Darby, or Will Ospreay versus, you know, whoever, Swerve, I think that, I think you're largely going to do the same, because I think what people are paying for is Will Ospreay going for the title at Wembley and winning it. So we shall see who they end up choosing. I've seen a lot of arguments about it, and we'll find out what they do on in Vancouver, whether or not Omega wins the title. A lot of people are talking about Omega and Ospreay being the biggest possible match. And I think, you know, when they say the biggest possible match, I'm not quite sure what that means, because, like, you're talking about it would be the best match in the ring? Are you talking about it would be the match that would garner the most interest from real hardcore fans? Because I don't really think there is a, like, way out in front best match other than whoever's facing Will Ospreay. So we shall see. Yes, I am going to Dynasty. We are going to be heading up there. Vinny's going, and Sean, and it's going to be a fun time. But a long drive, and I'm sure a real great time there at the border, as usual. Should also mention that Bad News Brown, or as I know him, Bad News Allen, an Olympian who found pro wrestling success in multiple countries, being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. It was announced that Bad News Brown, Alan Coge, has joined the WWE Hall of Fame Class of 2026 ceremony held in Las Vegas Friday, April 17th. He passed away of a heart attack in 2007 and won a bronze medal for the U.S. in the 76 Olympics, started with New Japan, competed at 3 WrestleManias, Battle Royal at WrestleMania 4 in 1988, and so much more. You know, the thing with Bad News is I'd have to really think about this. But if he wasn't the first, he was one of the first, and I think he is the first, famous former WWF wrestler that I knew. Because in 1998, I started wrestling for Tim Flowers, his ICW up in Canada, and he would always bring in bad news. It was Bad News Allen. They wouldn't let him use Bad News Brown. He was Bad News Allen, but we all just knew him as Bad News. And he worked many of these shows. I couldn't say he was like a great friend of mine, like Buddy or Richie Magnet or Tim Flowers. But he was there, and I saw him at a lot of shows, and I talked to him. And, God, what was it? He had a trailer. I need Vinny to try to remind me of what the story was, or maybe Craig, because I don't remember the exact quote, but I'll never forget. He was brought in for a show, and he kind of had his own trailer, and you know, everyone would still, hey, how you doing? Bad news, blah blah blah. And there was this one guy who was kind of new, and he went up to Bad News and he introduces himself, and I can't remember what he said, but he said something like, "Hey, Bad News, you know, I'm pleased to meet you." Bad News says, "Nice to meet you," and he goes, "I grew up and man, I loved all that stuff that you did in the WWF." And Bad News goes, "Thank you, I appreciate it." And the guy said something like, "Man, when Jake the Snake put that snake on you, I was just disgusted." And then Bad News just looks at me like, he looks at the guy like, "What are you talking about? Will you get out of my trailer?" And that was the end of that. But anyway, he was a good guy, and he did a lot of shows there in the late 90s for Tim. And I'm glad to see that he's going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Still not sure, you know, it was brought up like Sid's going in as well. They're legacy inductees. You know, is there going to be a speech? You know, is Sid's kids going to be there? I don't know. It could just be speeches from Stephanie, AJ, Demolition, and Rodman if he manages to show up. I still am not sure about that Rodman one, but I guess we shall see. A director of a New York City German immersion school was allegedly embezzling funds from the institution to finance a lavish lifestyle. You're probably thinking, what does this have to do with anything? Well, one of the things that he used the embezzled funds for allegedly was WWE event and exclusive VIP passes. A lawsuit was filed by the school, and she could be looking at 20 years in prison. Muriel Mizak, which is not Carney, the director of Kinderhouse Brooklyn in Park Slope, spent, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Maybe 3 years ago this would have astounded you, but knowing current WWE ticket prices, perhaps it will not. Muriel Mizak spent around $350,000 in WWE tickets, including exclusive meet and greet VIP passes for herself and her children. And she proceeded to brag about it on a few occasions on Instagram. Civil lawsuit was filed by the school for her lavish lifestyle, which seemed beyond her means. She was allegedly renting two apartments in Park Slope while enjoying luxury first-class trips almost every weekend, federal authorities uncovered, in addition to the WWE tickets and passes. She was also allegedly extravagant with expenses on travel and luxury goods. This amounted to nearly $650,000 in total. Which, by the way, I want y'all to think about this. The total alleged embezzled funds were $650,000. $350,000 of that was WWE. So of all of the money that she embezzled from the school, the majority of it was spent on WWE. $350,000. She also allegedly, redirected a sum of $2.75 million from the school's tuition fees in her own bank account for, quote, personal use. The Post reports she was questioned about the missing funds. She claimed it to be from her wealthy mother in Switzerland. So there you go. Exclusive two-day packages with lodging, access to WWE World, and more for this year's WrestleMania reached the $30,000 mark, which is why the gate for WrestleMania this year is, it's beyond anything WWE has ever done. Yet they are stuck at right around 39,000 tickets for each night because the tickets are just so ridiculously high. So, no, I did not spend $30,000 on my tickets or even close. But she allegedly did on many occasions. So there you go. All right. We've got some ratings notes. They're not really all that interesting. The two collision shows did very well because they came right after NCAA men's basketball. The Saturday show, 470,000. And the Sunday show, 616,000, 0.10 and 0.12. Hard to say what that means. You know, they just, it's like the first quarter is just enormous because the game just ended. What that means for, like, are they going to build new fans? Probably unlikely, but those are very good numbers. And the Dynamite show last night might actually do well. There was concern about the MLB deal on Netflix, but apparently it was like a pretty boring game. And a lot of people figure that people will still watch Dynamite. So we'll find out. And we will review Dynamite after the break. Observer Live.
That pallet of pavers collecting dust? The beginnings of a garden? Those stray fence posts? Are you haunted by half-finished projects on your land? John Deere is here to say, not anymore. Our compact tractors allow you to swap implements easily, and they're backed by the nation's largest dealer network. You always had the right idea, and with the right tools, those projects can get finished for good. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be talking about this Dynamite show here. So if we got any text messages, see what people have got to say, if there's anything exciting. Do you remember Fletcher almost killed Cole with an apron bomb like days before? Yes, I do remember that. I do remember that. I mean, golly. This person says, Jeff Jarrett's the only person in the business today who can throw a good working punch. He sure can. I do think that if you ask Jeff Jarrett, he'd probably say Dennis Condrey threw a better punch, but I don't know. I don't know. And I think that's most of them. All right, let's talk about Dynamite here. I thought overall this was a pretty good show. Quite good show, actually. So it did open up with the Kenny Omega Swerve match, number one contender versus EVP. And I thought this was a pretty great match. I don't think this was as great as their greatest matches or even close. I think maybe the crowd, it was not a bad crowd. But it wasn't like one of those crowds that was just like losing their mind for the entire show or the entire match. But they had a very, very good match. And the match starts, and they announce that the main event of the show is Darby Allin versus Rouge. And I thought, that's weird. First off, why isn't Kenny Omega versus Swerve the main event? Because that's like an important match. And clearly the reason was, well, we got to do an angle to set up the match later, so we got to do it early. Then it was like, well, you got a women's title match. The women's championship is on the line. Why isn't that the main event? And then it was like, no, there's going to be Darby and Roosh. So then they explained that Darby and Roosh was going on last because it was no count out and they didn't know where it might go. So I thought, no count out. Why is the match no count out? Do they have a match that ended in a count out? Why is it no count out? And as I am thinking these thoughts, it suddenly occurs to me, Swerve and Omega have been outside for like an hour here. So I paused it, I rewound, and in fact, they were out of the ring for 2 minutes and 7 seconds at one point, and they were not counted out. So I am still baffled as to why it was a no-count-out match, not just like a street fight or whatever, but that's what they did. So this match was very good. They kept going for their big moves. Swerve ended up raking his eyes on a one-winged angel attempt. Hit a vertebraker. Kenny avoids a stomp. 2V triggers one-winged angel almost right on the dude's head. Pins him. So Kenny is still the EVP, and he is on his way to a championship match in Vancouver. We got a cool Darby video package and then a Will Ospreay promo. You know, this Will Ospreay, I mean, when he needs to be just your buddy to the fans, I mean, he's great, but when he has to be angry, he is angry. And he cut a great promo here about how, first off, he wants Mox in Winnipeg, which I think that AEW should probably, I think one of the things they can do better is, like, not just say where, but also tell you when. Like, is Winnipeg next week? Is Winnipeg 2 weeks from now? When is Winnipeg? He just said, in Winnipeg, which, by the way, is next week. But it would help if you told us also when. So then he said, Moxley, you put me in a timeout, but, like, you tried to end my career. You did in front of my friends, family, wife, son, my mom. I will alter your life like you altered mine. I want you at Dynasty. And so that match also official. Death Riders versus Top Flight in a six-person. Good match. It was fun for what it was. Wasn't a blowaway match. Garcia put Darius in the Lion Tamer. Moxley stomped him and pinned him. And then Moxley cut the promo, accepting the challenge for Dynasty, but then added, If you want that big fat grudge match, you've got it. But until then, don't let your mouth get you in trouble. So we got a few more weeks. Young Bucks vowed to win the tag titles for the fourth time. We had Speedball and Rocky Romero, which was just Speedball getting a win. So essentially, I think what they're doing here, I don't know who's like winning at Dynasty, but I do know that they want you to think that Kenny Omega is winning, because they are giving Speedball win after win after win, and then they did an angle later where Speedball basically says, I want the first shot, Kenny, when you win, and Kenny says you can have it. So kind of makes me think it's a swerve, and MJF is retaining. And even if he does retain, you can still do MJF and Speedball for that first match, because MJF is a heel. MJF then came out for a promo. Of course, the first thing he did was laugh about how... And by the way, you know, for those of you that are looking for some loophole, like, oh, well, he's not going to challenge, but somebody is going to challenge him. MJF made it abundantly clear here that Hangman never, never, ever, 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 ever will be the world champion again. They've taken out challenge for it. He will never be the world champion again. But of course, he will be. And then Kenny's music comes out, and Kenny cuts a promo. And the way they're billing this is the devil versus the god of pro wrestling. It is taking place at Dynasty in Vancouver. And they shook hands, and the match is on. We had a promo with Copeland and Christian. So first, Christian has to say, you know, it was terrible. It's terrible what you did to his wife. It was despicable. But what was even more despicable than that is you did it to me. And he walks off. And Edge goes, what a jerk this guy is. But you know, I know two other jerks. And he cut a great promo on FTR talking about how he was fine with them throwing the friendship away, but he was not fine with what they did to Beth. He says, I know how much you love the titles. We're going to hurt you. Eventually, he says, I'm going to end your careers. And then FTR and Stokely came out, and they cut great promos, with Cash basically saying, you know, I lived with you in 2009. I ate your food, but it's not 2009 anymore. It's 2026. I don't need you. This is my family. I don't need your wife, your stupid kids, and I certainly don't need you. And then Dax says, you think your tough guy act scares us? He says, I love your wife, but you know what? If I'll do that to her, think about what I'll do to you. These were very good promos. We had my most... Now that we don't see the Acclaimed around anymore, my new most hated storyline, and it made us basically over... Roderick Strong is now in the conglomeration. For a year, he hung around these guys, but he said he didn't like them. He said he wasn't in the conglomeration. He said he'd never be in the conglomeration. And then he turned on Orange Cassidy. He walked out on him. And then 2 weeks later, he saved him. And now he's in the conglomeration. That's the whole storyline. They faced David Finlay and Clark Connors. Finlay ended up chop blocking Orange's leg, hit the full clip, double teamed him and pinned him. This was a good match. This was a good match. By the way, for people asking, because I've had a lot of people ask about this, so I only know a little bit, so don't yell at me, but Kyle O'Reilly is injured. That's where he's been. Because if you recall, he did that feud with Jon Moxley and got some wins. And it looked like this was like the beginning of something for Kyle. And then like he vanished. And I think he did a promo saying that he'd injured his neck. And he does have a neck injury. I don't believe it is the same injury that he had before. I think it's something else. I don't know the severity. I don't know if it's career threatening. I don't know if he's going to be back soon. I don't know anything. I just know the reason he's been gone is he did have another legitimate neck injury. So all the best to him, and hopefully he is back soon. Megan Bain and Lena Cross promo, they're going to be getting a rematch, or they're giving Willow and Harley a rematch on Collision. Kyle Fletcher cut a promo backstage. And didn't mention the worst day of his life, thankfully. But he is setting up poor Takeshita to turn on him and ruin his life. Tekla and Mina Shirakawa for the AEW Women's title. So I thought this was pretty, it was pretty good. Mina Shirakawa did a totally different kind of match. Like, she didn't do her fabulous entrance. She just came out angry. She's got flowers. Apparently, they're doing, like, sometimes, you know, people talk about, you know, there's no storylines in AEW. They just set up match. No, there are storylines. And the funny thing is, sometimes there's way too many storylines going on at one time. So currently, Mina Shirakawa is involved. They're, like, doing two storylines built around her. One is she has a secret admirer. And two, her friend has been killed, and we don't know who it is. Who killed Toni Storm is the gimmick. And it's going to be a long gimmick. Although if you watch AEW, there's a lot of long storylines. But anyway, she came out all angry, threw down the flowers. I don't know why she came out with them if she was so mad about them. But anyway, they do the match, and Tekla gets the belt. The ref confiscates the belt. Of course, it takes him 2 hours to get rid of a belt. And so Tekla gets the brass knucks. Mina tries to give her a back suplex. Tekla clobbers her. Pins her, retains the title. So I guess with Ronda gone, you know, I thought that Mina was going to take the Toni Storm role in whatever they were doing with Marina and Ronda. Well, Ronda was a one-night thing. So basically she's not taking the Toni Storm role. They just gave her one win so that she could then challenge for the title and lose, and apparently she's going right back to where she was. So that's depressing. Kenny did a promo with Renee about the show. Then we had old Ricochet's back, and he's angry that he didn't lose his belt. He didn't get pinned or submitted. And he said, hey, you know what? I had a match with Kenny, and I beat him. If I have to prove it again, I will. And we're going to beat up anybody who gets in our way. And they've got a six-man also on Collision. And then we had Darby and Roosh in a no-count-out match. This is everything you would have imagined. Roosh killed this guy. Killed him. Darby fought back. I don't know what Darby landed on, but, like, he had some square panel that was, like, stuck to the side of his head. It was like this, just kind of hanging off as he's doing the match. And it was, like, red. So, essentially, it looked like his face had been peeled off and was just hanging. And, I mean, with Darby, you don't even think twice. I mean, maybe it was his giant flap of skin. But he's bleeding all over, and they're doing all this stuff. And finally, Roosh misses the running drop kick in the corner. Darby sweeps the legs, cradles him for the pin, and Darby's on his way to something. Probably a championship match, because they made it very clear, this man has won 7 in a row! And they don't do that unless a guy's going to be going for the title. So then, of course, he got killed. Don Callis' family came out. Mark Davis pile drove him on the floor. And as this is happening, Andrade is having an argument with Don Callis because he doesn't care about this beating up Darby thing. He just wants the title. And that's how the show ended. So I thought overall a good show. I didn't think last week was all that good at all. And usually, I mean, if you've watched a lot of AEW, Tony does not do well on the first show after a pay-per-view. The first show after a pay-per-view is always the worst show of the pay-per-view cycle. Last week was no exception. This one was better because now we're building up matches and they're focusing on stuff. And 2 weeks left until AEW Dynasty, which has three matches, I believe, so far. MJF, Kenny Omega, Jon Moxley, Will Ospreay, and FTR versus Christian and Copeland. So we got easily 10 matches to go before we have a full card. And that show is April 12th. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Are you over the age? age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We got a big show coming up tonight. Brian and Vinny Show for subscribers. We'll be talking AEW and NXT. Golly. The Thursday Brian and Vinny Show, guys. If you've been wondering, like, why should I subscribe? You got to listen to the Thursday Brian and Vinny Show. Because there are no restrictions on language. There are no restrictions on time. And there's no commercial breaks. So for anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes, I get to review both of these shows uncensored. And boy, do I have a lot to say, particularly about NXT. I hated that show. I hated that show. I wish Tom could come on tonight and he could unleash as well. But a terrible show. And I got a lot more to say about Dynamite. We can get some exclusive news there as well. So that's tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show. Subscribers get 85 commercial-free shows every month. And we have all sorts of options. The main site is where you can get all of the pay-per-views and all of the archives. That's, I think, 18,000 shows. Some crazy number. Somebody went back. However many shows, 85 per week for 20 years now. It's a lot. So those archives are there. The Wrestling Observer is there every week and the Wrestling Observer Archives. The board is there. Everything is searchable. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. That's the main site. And then if you want a value, if you just want the podcast, you can do Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. All of those are just $9.99 a month. And search for Apple, FRWOnline.com/Apple, FRWOnline.com/Spotify, and FRWOnline.com/YouTube. YouTube, you can watch the shows live. And Spotify, you can get the podcast and the video for the same price. And Apple Podcasts will be like that as well. They just opened that up in March. So anyway, check it out. WrestlingObserver.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live.